That low C and then also the melodic C to get that same sound.
That's one tune where you can actually. There's all straight out Scruggs roll.
Right, just straight.
But it's
rolling.
Also pretty melodic at the same time.
Mm-hmm. When did you start playing that tune?
You know, that tune, I'd heard it for years, and Tommy Jackson had it on that one of those early Fiddletons, Square Dance tune record. And there's some wonderful tunes on Hamilton County Breakdown, that's where Crazy Creek learned it, and a number of other stuff and things. And the Cherokee Shuffle is on it. And I played along with it, and you know, but I hadn't really worked it up much. But then when we were doing the Green Linnet album, Gordon Titcomb said, you know, he'd always like that tune.
Mm-hmm.
I went home, started working on it, and it just sort of crystallized.
Yeah, it's beautiful. It's a great arrangement of it.
Well, I didn't labor over it. It just kind of popped out, you know. I mean, I was trying to... And then nowadays, I would drag out the John Burke's book, you know, Fiddler's Fake Book. Wonderful, and shows variations if there are any, and just a real good accurate examples of the tunes, because they've been, you take any one person's performance of a tune, it's apt to be a lot of them in it and somewhat less of the tune sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, there's a recording now of Cherokee Shuffle out there, and I can't hear the melody in it at all.
Really?
It's all Scruggs rolls.
Yeah.
But and there's no melody, but I hear people playing it and say, "Oh, that's a Cherokee Shuffle."
Right.
Because they learned the break from some tab. And
right.
They never heard the melody.
Right. Right. Exactly.